It wasn't so much the quarter point increase in rates that tanked the markets today. It was, shall we say, the rest of the story. Meanwhile, another bit of layoff news coming at you today. DirecTV and Newsmax have struck a deal, and we'll share some of those details. Are you in for some lab-grown chicken? No, really, lab-grown chicken, are you? Retail is in turmoil as over 1,400 stores will close this year, and we do have a list. TikTok comes out swinging ahead of a congressional hearing. We've got the Wall Street Report and even more banking concerns, this time again in California. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us today. Also, you want to reach us on Twitter, we can have that discussion and continue this trend of you learning stuff and me sharing. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. We all knew the Fed would increase interest rates by a quarter point. That was sort of baked into the expectations. But what rattled the markets was the rest of the story. The central bank now has raised interest rates a total of 9 times to a range now between 4.75% and 5%, and that is the highest it's been since 2007. And what is clear is that Jerome Powell and company see their primary role as taming inflation and said their target rate will be 5.1%, meaning there will be yet another rate increase before the end of the year. What is still rattling business is that the rate hikes have undermined the value of treasuries and other securities, and they are a crucial source of capital for most banks. Case in point, when Silicon Valley Bank was forced to sell bonds at a substantial loss, the bank ran into liquidity crisis, and it collapsed. So yeah, there is that to think about. All of this rate stuff had an impact on Wall Street, as the major indexes all ended the day in the red, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. More layoff news to share with you today. CNN is reporting that the jobs listing website Indeed.com will cut approximately 2,200 employees, and that represents almost 15% of its total workforce. Indeed CEO Chris Himes said the cuts would come from every department. So why is this happening? Well, the decision to make job cuts at the company, which was founded, by the way, in 2004, came about because Indeed is projecting that the job market will continue to cool and anticipates that job listings, which is the lifeblood of Indeed, will decline this year and next. The company pointed out that total U.S. job openings were down 3.5% year over year, while sponsored job volume fell by 33%. And that Indeed expects job openings to decrease further to pre-pandemic levels of roughly 7.5 million or lower in the next couple of years. So what about those who are laid off effective now? They will receive their regular paychecks until the end of March, along with a 16-week severance package. The stories were really out there. It was being reported that DirecTV had kicked right-wing Newsmax to the curb because of, you guessed it, politics. Well, clearly, that was the case when Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy, who for 6 months lambasted DirecTV, saying the satellite carrier was guilty of unfair anti-conservative censorship. Well, that all changed after the business deal was struck with Ruddy saying that DirecTV, quote, clearly supports diverse voices, including conservative ones, end quote. Now, the terms of the deal were not disclosed by either party, but Newsmax had sought millions of dollars from DirecTV to broadcast the network's low-rated programming. DirecTV had refused on business grounds, contending that it would result in increased prices for its customers. So, in the end, it was all about money. Not politics, but money. Isn't it always? You know, there are so many options out there when it comes to protein, some of which is now plant-based, and we get that, but are you all in for lab-grown meat? Like chicken? According to a report by CNN, Americans are one step closer to being able to buy chicken grown from animal cells, which is also known as lab-grown meat. Good Meat, the developer of this chicken product, announced that it's received a so-called no-questions letter from the Food and Drug Administration. That letter states that the administration is satisfied that the product is safe to sell in the United States. The FDA issued a similar letter to another company that makes meat from cultured chicken cells, Upside Foods, back in November. That is a big step, but it doesn't mean you're going to be able to try the product just yet. To get the green light to sell to consumers, both companies need the go-ahead from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Good Meat advertises its product as, quote, meat without slaughter, end quote, or a more humane approach to eating meat. Supporters hope that by cultured meat creation that will help fight climate change by reducing the need for traditional animal agriculture, which emits greenhouse gases. Cultivated or lab-grown meat is grown in a vat, much like what you'd find at a beer brewery. And get this, Good Meat, which is, by the way, owned by plant-based egg maker Eat Just, said that after the USDA signs off on its product, chef and Good Meat board member Jose Andres will start serving the cultured meat in a Washington, D.C. restaurant. And you know what? I'm headed to D.C. in May. So maybe, just maybe, we'll get that go by then. This year, more than 1,400 retail stores will close in the United States. The reasons are varied, but there are a dozen companies who say they will shutter stores. Now, some of the reasons are these. Some companies are navigating bankruptcy proceedings, while others say they are aiming to cut costs. Several are adjusting store formats to meet changing shopping trends. So, what about the list? Here you go. Business Insider is reporting that Amazon, Bath & Body Works, Walmart, and Foot Locker are among the chains shutting down stores. Leading that list is Foot Locker, which is shuttering 545 stores across two brands by 2026, followed by Bed Bath & Beyond, which is set to close 416 stores across three brands later this year. Tuesday Morning is axing 265 stores. Bath & Body Works is closing 50 of its mall-based stores, which, by the way, is odd. It was just a couple of years ago that we had a story about how resilient Bath & Body Works seemed to be, and they were holding their own in malls across the country. Times do change, though. Gap and Banana Republic is set to close 46 stores. Party City, 22 stores are going dark. Best Buy is going to shutter 20 stores and then open some more in a smaller footprint design. Walmart is closing 10 of what they are calling non-productive stores. Amazon Go stores will shrink by 8. Big Lots wants out of urban areas, and the company is closing 7 stores. Macy's and Target, they're set to each close 4 stores. And finally, JCPenney will shutter 2 stores. Well, there's been plenty of bluster about TikTok coming from both the Republicans and Democrats in Congress. Now, ahead of a congressional hearing, TikTok is going on the offensive. MarketWatch is reporting that the company's CEO, Zijiao Chu, said it had updated its standards for content, and Chu said in a 69-second video on TikTok, where else are you going to put it, that the hearing comes at a pivotal moment for the 150 million Americans who use the video sharing app. In the video, Chu says, quote, "Some politicians have started talking about banning TikTok. Now, this could take TikTok away from all 150 million of you. I'll be testifying before Congress this week to share all that we're doing to protect Americans using the app," end quote. In other words, he is appealing to his customers and going to let you folks do the arm twisting of Congress. Stay tuned. It was a wicked day on Wall Street as we watched the Dow crater by 530 points to settle at 32,030. The Nasdaq retreated by 190 points, closing at 11,669, and the S&P 500 fell by 65 points to 3936. All of this reversal after Wall Street posted back-to-back big gains Monday and Tuesday. And by the way, oil gained on the day, settling at $69.92 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with yet another bank's stock cratering. PacWest Bancorp saw its stock sink 17% Wednesday after announcing that customers had withdrawn almost one-fifth of their deposits since the start of March. That's a sign of the panic that hit regional banks following the collapse of SVB. The Los Angeles-based lender said it had taken steps to bolster its balance sheet, raising $1.4 billion from investment firm Atlas SP Partners and borrowing $15 billion from the federal government. The company's financial update came a day after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the government would consider backstopping other lenders that suffer deposit runs. And that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very good evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.